弟兄姊妹好。
Brothers and sisters.
我们先读几处圣经。
Let us start with a few Bible verses.
罗马书五章一到五节。
Book of Romans, chapter 5, 1 to 5.
翻到没有？翻到了，请我们一起来读。
Together.Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have ordained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character,And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. 8-11. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood.We shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
好，下面我们读一长段圣经。
And then,
12节到21节
12-21 Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not impured when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, evenover those who had not seen in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the transgressions. For if by the transgressions of one the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned.For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one's transgressions, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. For if the transgression of one, death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and of the gifts of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.So then, as though one transgression will result in condemnation to all men, even so the one act of righteousness will result in justification of life to all men. For as though the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The law came in so that the transgression would increase, but where sin increased, grace abound all the more.So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们最近在各处都讲罗马书信息。
So we've been talking about the book of Romans in the last few messages.
因为罗马书是本根基的书。
Because the book of Romans is a book of foundation.
是真理的根基。
This is the foundation of truth.
是经历的根基。
It is the foundation of our experience.
也是神学的根基。
It is also the foundation of theology.
是一卷的书信，保罗写的，是一卷书信。
Paul wrote a total of 11 letters.
保罗最早写的书并不是罗马书。
The first letter that Paul wrote was not the book of Romans.
它是一本写的提撒罗尼迦前书。
His first letter was the first Thessalonians.
圣灵
However, the Holy Spirit chose the book of Romans to be the first letter to show. Because it is through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Because the book of Romans is the book of foundation. So I hope that we can set a foundation together. Because the foundation is crucial. First chapter. The first part of chapter 1 is an overview.
说到本与信,
it talks about true faith, true faith. It talks about two different faiths. The first faith from God, the divine faith. And then our faith, the faith of man. Because God has set forth the principle of faith. Set the law of all the Holy Spirit things. All the things must be obtained through faith. So that's why on us, through faith, we receive. And that's exactly how 2,000 years ago the church started.
两个信心,
two faith.
一个在神那里的,
the faith of divine.
了信心的原则,
this faith that sets the principle of faith.
第二在我们这里的,
and then our faith.
所以我们信于火教,
so that's why through faith we receive.
信于很大的火教,
through faith we receive it all.
下一段,
the second part of chapter 1, talk about sin.
有罪怎么办?
What happened when you have sin?
有罪就说审判,
if there is a sin, then there will be judgment.
所以第二章就叫审判,
so in chapter 2, judgment.
审判怎么办?
Then condemnation and judgment, then what?
审判就说救赎,
through judgment, then now you need salvation.
第三章就叫救赎,
you need redemption. Chapter 3 is redemption.
救赎怎样呢?
Then what happened after your redemption?
救赎需要我们相信,
redemption comes forth through faith.
第四章就讲到相信,
so chapter 4 talk about faith.
相信什么呢?
What do you believe in? What is the faith based on?
相信神的救恩,
you have faith in God's salvation.
第五章就讲救恩,
so chapter 5 is salvation.
大家明白吗?
I hope you get it.
我可以你们讲到16章讲完, 保罗的信息16章,
and I can tell you that the all 16 chapter of Romans is from one logic. One chapter to the next is like a chain, they're all connected.
So
that's why I respect Paul's clear logic. So that's why the book of Romans is a book of foundation. Chapter 5, salvation.
耶稣基督我们成了很大的和解,
first, he says that Jesus has now given us this harmony.
神和人中间极大的和解,
now there is this reconciliation, harmony between God and man.
什么叫做人的堕落?
What is the falling of man?
亚当堕落,
Adam fell.
一般的人看亚当堕落不是件大事,
people would look at Adam and the crime he committed, but it's not a big deal.
亚当不听话,
because Adam was disobedient. God asked him not to eat that fruit. But he ate it.
所以有的人很不得了解啊,
then people don't understand.
这也不是很大的解释啊,
they said, what's the big deal?
吃了就怎么样呢?
So what? He ate the fruit.
吃了不听话,
so that he was disobedient.
神可以罚他,
why didn't God just punish him?
神也可以赦免他,
and maybe God can even forgive him.
不至于导致那么严重的后果啊,
why the severe consequences?
这也不明白圣经,
that's the people that don't understand the Bible.
那个亚当的问题不在于不听话,
I tell you that Adam's problem is not disobedient.
不听话比那个本身事实来说,
in fact, in the whole scheme of things, the disobedience is only a small part.
那真的是可以罚他,
yes, in fact, God can punish him.
谁可以不罚他,
God can also forgive him, right?
很小的一事,
it's not such a big deal.
但是神说这果是不可吃,
but when God says that you may not eat that fruit,
因为这果是受到撒旦的生命,
because this fruit has the life of Satan.
撒旦就化身在那个果子里面,
is the word of Satan that encompasses
this fruit.
Once you eat that fruit, now the enemy came in. Just like a family. My father was about to leave the family. Before he left the house, he told his child not to eat of this peel. And then the father left the house, the child ate this medicine. And then the father came home, two things must happen. One is that the child did not obey. The father said, don't eat it, but he did. But more important thing is now he ate something poisonous.
If you're
comparing these two things, disobedience is nothing. The father didn't even care if the child obeyed. But what happened after he ate something poisonous? That's how Adam fell. He now took in the enemy. From that point on, men became sinners. Now, even children of God, we are sinners. The people of the world, they don't know they're sinners. So that's why we have to be precise, we call ourselves sinners. But we are the sinners that are saved. I am only a sinner saved by grace. One of my favorite songs is I'm only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story. May glory be to God. And I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
Only
a sinner saved by grace.
Only
a sinner saved by grace. I'm no better than any sinner, but only saved by grace. Adam ate of this fruit from the knowledge of good and evil. All things changed. In the Genesis, it says that there's a breeze. The judgment came with the breeze. And God come out to seek for Adam. But Adam hid himself. The first thing that came up with him is now he feared God. He now hid himself. And God now has to go seek Adam. He says, where are you? And Adam says that I heard your voice and I'm now feared. That's why I hid myself. Brothers and sisters, that's the falling of man. Not based on our disobedience. The consequence is that the enemy has now stepped in. Sin has now entered into our life. What is this bottle?
水?
It's a bottle of water. If I pour forth ink into it, then it's no longer water. What is it now? It's now ink. If I put medicine in it, then it's not water anymore. It's now medicine, right? Now the sin has come into your life. Then now you are so from this morning to now, I haven't committed anything. I haven't thought of evil things. Yet you're still a sinner. Because now sin has mixed into your life. From that point on, God and man relationship broken. Man now hide from God. And God now has to seek man. To a point where God has to come in flesh. Come to this world. Use Jesus Christ to save man. And now you know the consequences of the fallen of man. This harmony is now broken. So that's why chapter 5, the first thing. Have peace with God.
原文是个很重的字。
In the original language, this word
和水中间的和谐恢复了,
to reconcile, to have harmony between God.
这和谐什么和谐呢?
What is this peace, this harmony?
这和谐不是人中间的和谐,
this is not just regular harmony between you and I.
这个和谐三二一神中间的和谐,
this is the harmony between the triumph, the triumph of God.
神圣和谐,
the divine harmony.
那父子圣灵中的和谐,
the harmony between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
耶稣基督把圣灵的和谐,神的和谐赐给我们了。
Jesus Christ now bring forth this divine harmony.
我们和神中间的和谐是神圣和谐。
The harmony now we have with God is this divine harmony.
主耶稣的救恩第一, 进入神的和谐,
the first salvation of Christ, the first part of it is now we have harmony with God.
我们和神中间有极大的和谐,
we now have this peace with God.
大家明白了没有?
I hope you get.
然后第五章讲到主要的信息,
then it starts the message of chapter 5.
这是四样式作王的日子,
the four sovereignty,
最作王,
that sin made would reign,
死作王,
death would reign,
因为生命作王,
and then life would reign,
恩典作王,
and then grace would reign.
这四个作王两对,
so there are four kings, they're opposite of each other.
罪和死是一对,
death and sin is a pair,
生命和恩典是一对,
life and grace on the other side.
罪和死作王,
so when death and sin reign, it came through Adam.
生命恩典作王,
life and grace to reign,
都从耶稣基督一个人进来了,
through Christ.
两个源头进来的,
so they were from two different origins. Adam brought forth sin.
死从罪来的,
death came from sin.
死就因罪做了王,
through sin, now death reigns.
人类永远胜不过罪和死,
man can never overcome sin nor death.
罪作王, 死作王,
when sin and death reign,
开始了人类永远堕落的命运了,
it started our destiny of fallen.
只要人生不了一件事是死亡,
now you know that all men will die in death.
人一生的事都虚空了,
and all things disappear.
没有一件事都带到永远去了,
you cannot bring forth anything into eternity.
把人所有的生命都否定了,
death gives you a period on everything.
所以等到死亡来到,
so when death comes,
最有用的人死了,
when the most useful man dies,
我们最不能缺少的人死了,
when the one that everyone needs dies,
死亡都是所有的人,
because death will swallow everyone.
美国有个很有名的科学家叫Edison,
there's a famous scientist, Thomas
Edison.
In fact, our life are impacted by him.
And
the Americans back in the days really loved Thomas Edison.
最后Edison病了,
well, after Thomas Edison was sick, the whole country prayed for him. They prayed that God will let Edison stay with us a little bit longer.
但是死的日子都是很贵的,
but then you know that God has already set our death date.
最后Edison还是死了,
and at the end, of course, he died.
第二天报纸登Edison的死了,
and then the next morning, when the newspaper had to report his death,
他不说Edison死了,
it did not say Edison died.
他说世界最伟大的头脑现在停止工作了,
the newspaper title says, the greatest mind of the world has stopped working.
看见光的人都知道Edison死了,
and then people now know that Edison died.
最伟大头脑不工作了,
even the greatest mind have to stop.
人都胜不过死亡,
say no man can overcome death.
再重要的人死多走了,
even the more important men, they all die.
罪和死作王,
because death and sin,
在肉身的境界里面, 他们没有,
in your flesh, you can never overcome the enemy. But Jesus came.
把永远生命带来了,
Jesus came with him eternal life.
生命和恩典作王了,
brought with him life and grace.
如来最大的一件事,
the greatest thing that Jesus brought for,
把他永远生命分给我们,
is that he gave us his eternal life.
我们得了主的生命,
now that we have his life,
这最大的是生命作王,
that now life reigns.
恩典作王.
Grace is king.
所以我们神的儿女最大是什么?
So what is the greatest thing for children of God?
不是我们信了主有很多的神迹奇事。
Not that we can now see miracles after we're saved.
我一生就觉得神迹奇事很多。
I tell you that I've seen many miracles myself.
神迹奇事算不了什么。
But I tell you that the miracles are not the greatest thing.
神的儿女最大的一件事。
That's children of God's the greatest thing.
我们信主之后,
is that after you believe,
我们的生命改变了。
Your life has transformed.
这是我们的见证.
That should be your testimony.
全世界基督徒改变多少不一样.
Now all Christians, we all transform differently.
有的人改变很大.
Some transform greatly.
有的人改变一点点.
Some maybe just a little.
我自己一家信主今天到现在第四代了.
For me, I'm the fourth generation believing a Christian.
我家里里面第一个信主的是我母亲.
My first Christians in the family was my mother, and her testimony was marvelous. She got married into my family, came from a countryside to Shanghai, and then my family was a great family in Shanghai. So when she was married into Shanghai, she brought the countryside with her. She spoke the language dialect, and everyone was not used to her. Then the head of our family was our grandmother. And my grandmother never got used to her. So my mother lived a painful life. She wanted to kill herself. One day she was in so much pain that she cannot stand the family anymore. She walked out. She walked out aimlessly. And she walked a long way. And somehow she walked to a church. And you know that that's the Lord taking
sovereignty.
Our church in Shanghai was special.
十分之四的人坐在房子里面。十分之四。
4/10 of the people sit inside.
十分之六的人都坐在巷子里面。
And the 6/10 of the other people that sit in the alleyway.
里面早就坐满了。
Because the inside is
too.
So the people thought she was a sister, so they brought her in.
对,福音都没听过,
but in fact, she didn't know who Christ was.
她坐下来了,
so she sat down.
心里充满了痛苦啊,
she was in so much pain.
这个情形根本也没有看见讲道的人,
and then she hadn't even saw the preacher.
也没有听见任何讲道的话,
she hadn't even heard the sermon.
忽然圣灵一阵风吹到她心里来了,
then the Holy Spirit, like a breeze, blew her.
圣灵是 经历的神啊,
because the Holy Spirit is the God of experience.
圣灵是工作的神啊,
the Holy Spirit is the God who works.
圣灵一下照在里面啊,
the Holy Spirit now comes in her.
她所有的烦恼都吹走了,
and all her sorrow went away.
没有人告诉她主耶稣的名字,
no one even spoke of Jesus' name.
她不仅自己告诉她主的名字,
but Jesus himself did it.
她知道主耶稣是谁。
So at that point, she knew Jesus is God.
她得救了。
And she was saved.
奇妙吧?
Isn't that marvelous?
一句话都没听见过。
No, the sermon hadn't even started.
回家来了。
And she came home.
整个人改变了。
She's changed.
那个大桌子吃饭。
We eat at a big table.
她一个人低头祷告。
And by herself, she started praying.
为饭菜出现,
she gave grace for the meal.
本来就不高兴。
And the grandma never liked her at the first place.
你信了两教了,
and then saw her and said, now you have taken this foreign religion. And you dare pray before me. She was so angry that threw her chopsticks away, she went out. And then everyone now stared at the mom and said, it's you who made grandma walk away. It was not easy. But still, she persisted in praying, giving grace. Even at that point, I was against my mom. And then her friend came to visit her. And then just proved the beginning of the conversation. So my mom would always start within the start of the conversation, she would always bring up, do you believe in Christ? Even for people that refuse to listen, she would still say it. But when she said that,
我站起来就走掉,
every time she said that, I would walk out of the conversation.
我在月月家里,
that I don't want a Christian in my house.
我这样的人怎么会得救呢?
So why would a man like me be saved? And one day I was saved.
我这就太奇妙的事了,
and then my saving,
就是我得救了,
when I was saved with marvelous
truth,
and then after I was saved, the door is now open.
神的恩典,
the grace of God.
教会好啊,
church is great.
神在教会里面的,
because God is in the church.
神的同在那么伟大呀,
the presence of God is so great.
神的同在那么浓厚啊,
the presence of God is so thick.
来了,
even for someone who have never heard about Christ, just sitting outside in the alleyway, the breeze of the Holy Spirit came to her. Because the Lord that we preach is the resurrected Lord.
恩典大吗?
How great is His grace?
福音本是神的大能,
because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的,
to save all who are willing to believe.
基督总是说弟兄姊妹要传福音的,
so that's why I always ask brothers and sisters, go preach the gospel.
不传福音有祸了,
if you don't preach the gospel, then go to you. This great power is now in your hands.
人的永生永死, 就掌握在神儿女手里,
eternal life or eternal death is now held in your hand.
不传福音了,
if you don't go preach,
把人的永生永死都握住了,
don't you know that other people's life and death is now in your hand?
你有什么要传福音的?
Brother and sister, go preach.
回家传福音好不好?
Go home and preach.
家里还有人没信主吗?
If there's non-believers in your family,
要传福音啊,
go preach.
我自己一生当中啊,
in my lifetime,
经历福音神的大能,
I've experienced the power of
gospel.
Even the ones that are impossible to save are saved.
最刚硬的人得救了,
the men that were the strongest, they are saved.
最反对主的人得救了,
the ones that were most against God are saved.
救了多少人的?
So many are saved.
现在是我最糟糕的时候了,
now this is my worst time.
现在我不到外面去了,
because I can't go outside anymore.
一直在教会里面了,
I can only stay in a church.
认识都是弟兄姊妹了,
and then I see brothers and sisters.
没有地方去传福音了,
I can't go out and preach anymore.
我这个女婿在圣公圣,
my son-in-law is in San Jose.
有一天他讲过这样的话,
one day he said the same thing.
主说谁说你不能救一个人, 谁说你没有不信主的朋友就救不了人。
The Lord said that if you have a friend who has not believed in the Lord, then you have to do something.
你根本就灵舍就没有得救,
I tell you, even your neighbors are not saved.
传福音的灵舍就没有得救,
why don't you go preach to your neighbors then?
他就动那个灵舍,
and then so he started going to his neighbors to preach to his neighbors.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister,
福音神的大能,
because the gospel is the power of God.
我们的手, 掌握着人的永生永死啊,
don't you know in your hand you hold the power of God?
家人没有信主, 快传福音了,
if there's a family member, go save them.
我们要握住人的永死啊,
because now you hold the power of life and death.
圣经说的死有两种,
in the Bible there are two different types of death.
一是身体的死,
the first is death of your body.
第二种是魂的死,
and the second is the death of your soul.
我们精神经历的是身体的死,
now I tell you that in our lifetime we'll experience the death of our body.
人都怕死,
and all people are afraid of death.
身体的死没有可怕的,
but I tell you that the death of the body is not that scary.
主耶稣说, 杀身体, 不能杀灵魂的,
Jesus says that who can kill your body but cannot kill your soul, don't worry.
要把身体灵魂一起灭在地狱里都要怕,
but be in fear of those who can kill your body and your soul.
我们死魂离开身体了,
after you die, your soul left your body.
魂离开身体要经历第二步了,
and then now you go into the second stage,
是有第二次的死,
to experience the second death.
不信主的人不会,
the one that don't believe in the Lord,
oh,
the one that who believe in the Lord will not experience the second
death.
But the one that don't believe, they will experience the second death.
就魂的死,
the death of your soul.
永长死位,
to save eternal death.
怕不怕?
I hope you are scared.
爸爸有告诉我呀,
I hope that you're scared of the eternal.
我们要传福音啊,
so that's why we preach.
在今生我们生活里面好好顺服主啊,
in your lifetime, obey God.
追求主啊,
pursue God.
做了一生活得有价值啊,
so that now your life is worth something.
五章,罗马五章讲四个作王的日子,
so in chapter 5, talk about the four sovereignties.
罪作王,
sin.
十一个罪作王,
and death.
另外主义说来了,
after Christ came,
开了另一个源头,
the new origin is now there.
生命作王,
life,
恩典界的生命作王,
and grace through life.
这段圣经里面讲了三次,弃不跟,
so in the Bible, three times it's used nevertheless.
两边做个比较,
because it's in comparison of two sides.
基督生命作王,
Christ reigns. Much higher than the fallen of Adam.
生命作王,
the reigning of life. Much higher than the reigning of death.
生命作王,
the reigning of life.
就把永远生命分给我们,
our Lord has now given us this eternal life.
这是五章讲的救恩啊,
that's the salvation chapter 5 is talking about.
基督里的救恩,
the salvation from Christ.
远胜过亚当的堕落,
much higher than the falling of Adam.
哦, 今天我们讲第三件事,
and the third thing.
这个以弗所, 罗马第五章最宝贵的一句话,
the best thing from Romans chapter 5.
第五章第五节,
chapter 5 verse 5.
圣灵,
the Spirit.
将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里,
the love of God has been poured out through the Spirit.
保罗讲第一个圣灵的经历啊,
the first experience of the Holy Spirit.
到了第八章, 他一定穿着圣灵的经历,
in chapter 8, he'll describe a lot more experience of the Holy Spirit.
不知道为什么他第五章讲先讲第一个,
but in chapter 5, he introduces us to the first one.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里,
through the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been poured out within our hearts.
浇灌这个是用了翻得太重了,
the word poured out is
原文的不是浇灌,
extravagation. The original language is not to pour out.
英文是叫, shed abroad.
In another version it says it's shed abroad.
也翻得不准确,
that's not even accurate as well.
原文的意思,
the original language.
浇灌这个字啊,
yes, to pour out is a thing.
逐渐扩大, 一直到充满,
but it's the Lord pressing through to fill through the hole.
逐渐扩大,
his love pressed to us until it fills us all. Like in the rain.
下雨天啊, 你会发现啊, 地上的雨水啊,
in the rain, you see puddles.
成了一个小的水, 水积在一起啊,
small puddles everywhere.
雨再下来呢,
on the ground. And when rain drops on it,
水当中呢,
you see that a raindrop got onto the puddle,
它就一圈一圈地扩大了,
and you see a ripple.
是不是啊?
A ripple.
这叫涟漪, 中国人说啊, 涟漪扩大了,
so that just like a ripple, extending,
这物质的东西啊, 扩大到最后啊,
and then this ripple would extend to the edge,
它最后呢,消失了,
and it disappears.
圣灵很像这样经历,
the experience of the Holy Spirit is like that.
逐渐扩大,
that it will ripple and extends until he heals you.
这是圣灵第一个经历,
that's the first experience of the Holy
Spirit. 圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里,
through the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been poured out in us.
逐渐扩大, 一直到充满,
within our hearts, now his love extends and fills it all. That's the great experience of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in your heart. And when brothers and sisters give testimony, and sometimes they talk about this great joy, great peace. Yes. There are times when you experience this extreme condition. And I've experienced great power. Just like for a man, you can feel this strong wind blowing at you. But then see, you cannot stand in a typhoon for long. And a lot of times we're just standing in a breeze. And sometimes there's a strong wind that blows against you.
And sometimes the Holy Spirit comes at you like a strong wind. Then you have this special time. But I tell you, that's not all the time. A lot of times it's just a wind. So even treasure those little peace you get. And treasure those small joy that you get. Just a little bit. In fact, if you're not quiet, you won't even feel it. Just that little sweetness. It starts like that. So how do you pray? When you pray, you extend the Spirit. When you're quiet and when you pray, pray from within. Pray from the deepest within. To call on the name of the Lord. You don't have to say many words. Because the Spirit of Jesus now extends a little, and then a little. And maybe today you experience some more. Maybe today your peace grew a little bit more. Today your sweetness grew a little more. A little more. Treasure those little things. Today maybe your joy grows a little bit.
用诗歌来加强它,
maybe through your song it grows some more. Let the Spirit grow.
慢慢的它, 圣灵漫过我们的魂,
and then gradually it will fill your heart. It will fill your soul.
操练了就喜欢了,
Then you get used to it.
半个小时,
it starts maybe in half an hour. You get filled up. Feel all your thoughts.
充满我的情感,
feel your emotions.
充满我的意志,
feel your will.
全魂全人, 都被圣灵充满了,
all body also filled by God.
一开始很慢,
it starts gradually.
就好像通电一样,
just like electricity.
我们通电了,
now that you are conductive, if you use wood, you will never conduct. But even through a small wire, you are conductive. Have you been? When you are electrocuted, you feel numb. Shock. Start by a little bit. Then electricity comes through. Now you're conductive. Our prayer is like conducting. Pray with your spirit. Not your wisdom, not your head. The Spirit is deep in you. Pray from your deepest. Pray from your inside. To touch the Spirit. And then when you're connected, and if you will be healed. And I tell you, that's your lifetime goal. Promise me that you'll start your day with a prayer. If you don't get it, then go try it. And you will see that it starts with a little peace. It starts with a little. When you're not at peace, now you feel it. Start with the little peace, the little joy, all we can experience. A little bit of sweetness. Then you call on the name of the Lord. Then you just like a raindrop, it expands.
一圈一圈地扩充了,
ring by ring, it expands. When we first start practicing, then you will feel it will disappear quickly. Don't stop. Practice some more. Practice some more. You will gradually improve. But I tell you, you will improve. Because through your spirit, you are strengthened.
I
tell you, then slowly, you can feel the spirit. Gradually increase. Until it fills you. Then that's what it means to shed abroad. Through the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been shed abroad.
fill your heart.
一直把我们里面的魂充满了,
until he fills you all.
这是圣灵第一个经历,
that's the first experience of the Holy Spirit. Today the song that we sang,
查尔斯·威斯里奇的名字,
is written by Charles Wesley.
就根据这个诗歌写的,
it's based on this verse.
圣灵把神的爱 浇灌在我们的心里,
through the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been shed abroad.
他英文才写的也不是浇灌,
even in his wording, it says shed abroad.
圣经错了吗? 把诗歌也犯错, 都放在浇灌,
the translation is not as accurate.
英文把这shed abroad,
in English it's shed abroad, but we just talked about the original meaning.
比中文好一点,
still better than pouring out.
逐渐扩大,
that it would extend to fill, to be pressed and fill you all. Let us sing 1, 2, 3. First says that once you're rooted in God, then you will no longer sway. Rooted in God.
唱到第五节,
and then in verse 5,
基督成了我的世界,
that Christ is now the world to me.
我的全心,
and now all my heart is filled with love.
这是有名的诗歌,
that's a famous song.
唱罗马五章第五节,
and this song comes from Romans 5:5.
我们大家来唱这首诗歌,
now let us sing it one more.